Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog is dated January 19th, 2024, and is titled, Stop Playing the Victim. Whenever I've asked my congregation to raise their hands if they've suffered this past week, month, or year, everyone raises their hands, and there's inevitably a collective sigh and usually a few chuckles. It's a form of group commiseration, I suppose, a sort of, well, this is our life and we don't suspect it's going to get any easier, so we might as well laugh about it together. But if I were to wait just 5 seconds, giving my audience time to ponder their suffering, their countenances would betray their underlying emotions. After all, it's only human to lament over one's suffering. So a natural perspective is to assume a victim's stance while suffering. The problem with this is that it comes at a very severe price, emotionally. At a base level, self-identified victims have succumbed to the notion of powerlessness. This is human nature. But what if there's a superhuman ability that God gives which allows us to overcome such hopeless situations? Hold that thought. Acts 5, 28-29 and 40-42 read, The high priest said, We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered, We must obey God rather than men. And when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Then they left the presence of their council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day, in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. It's most likely the beating the apostles endured was a flogging, typically 39 lashes, a la 2 Corinthians 11:24, one less than the Old Testament punishment, a la Deuteronomy 25:3. You might say, Oh, wow, that sounds pretty painful. But until you get an intimate understanding of what flogging was back in Rome during that time, you won't appreciate either the magnitude of what the apostles suffered or their incredible superhuman response afterwards. From Wikipedia, flagellation or flogging, in the Roman Empire, flagellation was often used as a prelude to crucifixion. And in this context, is sometimes referred to as scourging. Most famously, according to the gospel accounts, this occurred prior to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Whips with small pieces of metal or bone at the tips were commonly used. Such a device could easily cause disfigurement and serious trauma, such as ripping pieces of flesh from the body or loss of an eye. In addition to causing severe pain, the victim would approach a state of hypovolemic shock due to loss of blood. Typically, the one to be punished was stripped naked and bound to a low pillar so that he could bend over it, or chained to an upright pillar so as to be stretched out. Scourge. A scourge is a whip or lash, especially a multi-thong type, used to inflict severe corporal punishment or self-mortification. It is usually made of leather. A scourge, Latin flagrum, diminutive, flagellum, consists of a rope with metal balls, bones, and metal spikes. Imagine being whipped 39 times with that. It's one thing to suffer for Christ. It's quite another to rejoice in said suffering. Do people really get to a point in their spiritual lives where their joy increases with suffering? The clear answer is yes. Mark 9:23 reads, And Jesus said to him, If you can, all things are possible for one who believes. The apostles are a perfect example of choosing victory over victimization. Given the simple fact that as Christians we know we're going to suffer, wouldn't it be wonderful to get to a place where we too could join the apostles in their joy? Is it possible that this type of joy is somehow inhuman, even superhuman? Is it possible that this joy was the transcendent one Jesus spoke of when he said in John 15:11, These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Indeed, superhuman joy is a gift from God. It's neither natural nor is it attainable outside of his grace. It is accessed through Christ and empowered by God the Holy Spirit. Too many believers perceive suffering negatively. In a temporal sense, the pain is real. There's no denying this. However, with a godly perspective and a believing heart, we all have this superhuman power available to overcome worldly circumstances, especially suffering. This is what Jesus prayed to our Father in heaven for on our behalf. John 17:13-16 reads, "But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." Stop playing the victim. Even an unbeliever can do that. Abide in a different sphere of existence, a transcendent, understanding, God-empowered one. It's yours to have. If you cling to believing that you're a victim and that the whole world is against you, sometimes even suggesting in your heart that God may be too, don't feel bad, even Job wrestled with this, then expect no joy in a lifetime of guaranteed suffering. Jesus prayed for you. He intercedes for you always, Romans 8:34. Those in the faith who love you are doing the same, including yours truly. We're all rooting for your deliverance, not from suffering, from playing the victim. Why not drop the act this very day? You're not a victim. You're an overcomer, so act like it. Jesus was murdered, and he never acted like a victim. Rather, he acted like a man on a mission. Hebrews 12:2 reads, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." If you're struggling with, you know, getting there, do not be discouraged. Wisdom and sanctification take time. Keep praying. Just know that the promise of superhuman strength is real. James 1:2-8 reads, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Again, I say, just keep praying. Keep asking God for that transcendent joy that leaves no room for playing the victim. Jesus, above all others, has paved the way for your success. John 16:24 reads, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.